Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:46, Tommy Tucker, WWL. David Hammer, our friend, joins us now, WWL TV investigative reporter. David, good morning. Thank you for taking the time.
Good morning, Tommy.
Some more great work on this big stink, I guess, that's coming from the Jefferson Parish landfill. You can present it a lot better than I can with this limited time that we have asking about it. A lot of people have been complaining about this for a long time. What did your investigation reveal?
Well, it's been a long road for people in Harahan and River Ridge. And, you know, Waggaman people maybe are a little more used to it. They're right there next to the landfills. But across the river about 15, 18 months ago, they started really smelling bad. This really sweet smell, this rotten egg smell. And it was traced back mostly by the Department of Environmental Quality and others to the release of hydrogen sulfide from the Jefferson Parish landfill. And we took people inside at WWLTV.com and at Channel 4 into the way that those gases, particularly hydrogen sulfide, is created inside of the landfill, why it's been escaping and why they haven't been able to fix it over this year and a half period. And they've spent over $6 million trying to fix it. There have been some really staggering apparent waste in the spending, because there's been pipes that have not been connected, installed and not connected. There's been money going to a contractor employee who had been convicted of taking money from another landfill under the table, and he was paid $78,000 for 6 months of work. Well, they would charge the parish $78,000 for 6 months of his work, where including travel to and from his home in a meet 75 miles away. Things like that that have people scratching their heads and calling for a state audit to say, why hasn't this been fixed?
So somebody's got to approve this, right? This spending?
Yes.
And who was it that...
You know, contractor, the documents that I reviewed showed that contractors, the heads of those companies, signed off on it. And then the environmental director, Mike Lockwood, signed off on those invoices, and they were paid by the parish that way.
So at some point, the parish president has to approve this?
No, it's signed off on by the parish director of environmental services, or environmental director, Mike Lockwood.
How dangerous is this stuff, this hydrogen sulfide?
Well, in very high concentrations, it's really dangerous. And the thing that was surprising was that it was measuring at levels that are deadly levels inside the wells. Now, when it gets out into the air, it's in lower quantities, but in enough concentration that it can cause major health issues if people are exposed to it. Skin issues, breathing, eyes, watery eyes, headaches, things like that.
I feel so bad for the people, because those are some very nice homes. Not that, you know, it has to be a very nice home for somebody to suffer, but they can't go outside from what I'm hearing. They go inside. The smell is inside of their home. And if you put up with that every day, I can see how it can really start to affect you in terms of just overall happiness. We'll pick it up there when we come back, David. And what happens from here? Because it's one thing to say, yeah, man, it's terrible, but you got to do something to make it better. David Hammer, our guest, WWL TV, Channel 4 investigative reporter. If you've been affected by this, or you have to deal with this, I would love you to text me at 870-870 right now so I can pass those along. 7:50, 10 before 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Just a couple of minutes left with David Hammer, WWL TV Channel 4 investigative reporter, about the stench from the landfill that is affecting the quality of life for a lot of people. David, I'm getting texts from people saying it's a dump, get over it, it's going to stink. I'm guessing those are the people that are not affected by this on a daily basis. So with that said, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a difference between a dump and a landfill. You know, a landfill is a whole system for actually storing waste in the ground permanently, and there's a process for collecting those harmful gases and taking them off-site, and that is what's not working at the Jefferson Parish landfill.
So what happens from here? What hope can you give the people that deal with this on a daily basis?
Yeah, you know, I had a really remarkable interview with the longtime former landfill engineer, Rick Bower, who really remarkably, said this was my fault for bringing in the source of this hydrogen sulfide, but this can be fixed. The problem is we've had major issues with contracts and disputes over the years that prevented us from having a system for collecting the gas and the leachate, the liquid that seeps down through the landfill, in the proper way. And it was flooding, and that needs to be fixed. Now, they've already spent the $6 million trying to fix it. Now they've hired the landfill next door, the private landfill River Birch, to come in and collect the gas with their state-of-the-art gas collection plant and gas processing plant, where they actually sell the gas to a pipeline for use in people's homes as natural gas, and it comes out pure, and they get rid of all of the impurities. And, you know, there's been questions about River Birch because they've been accused of trying to corner the market in ways with, you know, influencing public officials through the last decade. But people are saying, whether they're the residents or current the parish president-elect Cynthia Lee Sheng, that they know what they're doing better than anyone else. They won the contract fair and square, and now they're prepared to pay another $5 million to them over the next year to make this thing work properly.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your time and your work as always. David Hammer, WWL TV, Channel 4 investigative reporter. We have those Bill Burr tickets, and we're going to give them away very, very shortly here at WWL. A lot of y'all have questions about the Highway 11 bridge, and what is...
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.